Helping Hand. Feature that airs on Fridays on HPR1 stations as part of All Things Considered, and then it's archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, a topic, or an event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are learning about an organization that's been helping folks in need for a very, very long time, since 1865. So one can imagine that is a lot of people in need in that time that have been helped out by the Salvation Army. And each year we have a special segment right around the holiday times. And we've got Major Jeff Martin. He's the divisional leader for the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division. And he has returned to join us today on Helping Hand. Major Martin, or should I call you Jeff? What's the right thing to call you?
You can call me Jeff today. How about that?
Jeff, thanks for coming down and doing this.
You're welcome, Dave. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. And it's great to have a symbol of giving back and kindness and all that stuff. That's one of those names. Give a little bit of background before we jump into this interesting thing that we do with you each year. But just describe, like, in a nutshell, for some, I can't imagine anyone's not familiar, but a lot of people see something, they think they're familiar with it, but until they actually hear from the organization, they may have an assumption, oh, that's that organization that does this, or I see them here, they do that. What is the Salvation Army?
Well, the Salvation Army is, first of all, a church that serves around the world in 131 different countries. And we have many kinds of social services that we provide. Here in Hawaii, we're actually the largest drug and alcohol treatment organization in the state. In addition to that, we help with youth that are at risk. We help runaway children. We have homeless services. Hot meals that we serve. We've served over 880-some thousand meals this past year to help people who are just having a hard time making it.
And that is on a statewide basis, too? You guys are on all major islands? What's the
Yeah, we're on every major island, even Molokai. We don't have a presence on Lanai, but we do some services over there during the holidays.
And when it comes to the holiday times, people see those red kettles, and that may be one of those things that people think they know what the organization is because they see those all the time. Those, kind of like the Ronald McDonald House with the little change canisters at the McDonald's, they add up and they actually do go to a good cause. What do you guys pull in on those kettles in a year?
Well, we here in the Hawaiian Islands, we bring in about $700,000+, and so it's about 1/3 of all of that is in change, and so that is our major fundraising for the year here in Hawaii.
And it just shows you how far something like that can go, and a lot of people make a small contribution.
Yes.
Towards
something. The people are so generous. We really appreciate
that. Oh, I know. I'm sure that you do. But that's interesting and neat how stuff can add up when people, kind of like HPR and our volunteers and donors, it all works the same sort of way. Now, each year we offer a rundown of the most needed things to support the Salvation Army efforts across the state. So in advance, we reach out to them and I say, hey, come up with stuff that you're really in need of throughout the islands. And then because we're a statewide radio station and people are listening all over the state, folks can then think about that and then make a decision, hey, that's right in my backyard or whatever it is. So let's start on the Garden Island, if that's okay with you.
Sure, that's okay.
And tell me what's going on and how people can support you.
Well, we have an after-school program to help children who are struggling with their homework and all of that sort of thing. And we also have feeding programs there. And in Hanapepe, there's a senior program that is just doing an awesome job of helping the seniors there.
And so these are programs that you're looking for $5,000 worth of aid to help out with the after-school program. Are these disadvantaged children that are in need? And
yes, a lot of the children, especially at the Lihui Salvation Army, are from Micronesia, and a lot of Marshallese children there, and because of the language difficulty, they are struggling in school. And so they have this after-school program designed to help them improve their English and deal with their homework and hopefully improve their grades and get a good education.
Okay. And then $10,000 for the senior program.
Yes.
In Hanapepe. And so that's $15,000 worth of support they need for those two programs for young people and elderly people on the Garden Isle. Now, I see looking at the Valley Isle, something that relates to a crisis that's put Hawaii in the top ranks of the homeless crisis in the United States. Hawaii has the number one homeless population per capita of any location in the United States, tied with New York in some ways of looking at the numbers. But you have a homeless outreach program on Maui. You're looking to have support. Talk about what they're doing over there.
Well, Maui has got an excellent program in Kahului, and the guy who's running the outreach for the homeless, he was actually homeless himself. He's a military veteran who ended up homeless on the streets. The Salvation Army helped him, and now he's reaching out to help others. They have canteens or vans that go out and feed the homeless out in the bush, help with supplies, things that they would need, and tries to work with them one at a time to get them out of homelessness and back into a job and into housing.
So they're looking for $5,000 to support their homeless outreach program against the Salvation Army. And we're doing our annual holiday wish list of ways to support them and the vulnerable folks across the state they support. Hawaii Island Family Intervention Services, you need $25,000 for that. Jeff, what's the story there?
Well, Family Intervention Services is a program that helps runaway kids and kids who have ended up having difficulties, maybe because of abuse in the home or drug addiction in the home, and the children are taken away, and the police will bring them to Family Intervention Services, a program of the Salvation Army. And as you can imagine, high school kids have a lot of different kinds of needs, and including not only their housing, but their food and school supplies, and they need to be able to get back into a routine of a life that's stable. And our program tries to help them with that.
There's also a Hilo Temple Corps Food Pantry, $5,000.
Yeah, Hilo has a pretty sizable homeless population as well. And the food pantry is a vital place of getting that food to them. And also during the time they deliver the food to the homeless, they're able to begin building relationships with those homeless people so that they can hopefully get into a better situation.
Now, you were talking about Hilo and the homeless crisis there, but I also see Kona Corps Homeless Outreach Feeding Program, because I understand there's also a very significant homeless population in that area you're working with.
Yes, because it is a warmer side of the island and less rain, there are a lot of homeless there. And there's a place out on the pier where a lot of homeless gather, and the Salvation Army started a pier feeding program, which has eventually moved to a new location. But that has resulted in many homeless people through the relationships with the Salvation Army getting out of homelessness and into better situations. But they all look forward to the time the Salvation Army comes, and they have a little bit of Bible study along with a nice meal, and they really look forward to the Salvation Army's work with them.
How about for folks who themselves are struggling financially but are able to make ends meet and are touched and maybe want to volunteer and support you in all of these island areas? If there are people who are listening on Kauai or who are on Maui, on Hawaii Island, any of them who are interested in volunteering, that's available?
Oh, it's absolutely available. It's the red kettles that you see on the streets. Mm-hmm. We need volunteers for those kettles. And if people can volunteer for those positions to help bring in the money, that will really help us a lot. They can also volunteer with helping with toy distribution when we distribute the toys, and even when we gather and collect the toys at various places for the Angel Tree program.
So folks, would, when I give contact information, they can say, hey, I don't have any dough, but I want to be a volunteer. Where could you use me? And you guys could...
Every Salvation Army Corps, it's our community service centers, our community centers around the islands, they can just go to that location and volunteer their services, and they'll find somebody there who would gladly put them to work in volunteering.
In the Honolulu area, addiction treatment services, family treatment programs, that's $25,000 each, totaling $50,000. There's the Pathway of Hope and Office of Family Services, another $10,000. And adult day health services that you've got, scholarships for low-income elderly folks to attend enriching daycare programs and offer a break to their family caregivers. Talk about that, too.
Yeah, the adult day health services provides a little bit of a respite for caregivers. Many times our kapuna are in need of constant observation and care in the home, and the adult day health services provides a place where while the caregivers are at work or doing other things, their kapuna can be cared for. And sometimes people have a hard time making ends meet, and if we could get some scholarships to help with some of those families that are not able to afford the daily fees, then that would be helpful.
Lots of ways we have laid out to support the organization, from contributing in any number of these different island affairs they've got going on to support people in different ways, to volunteering across the state. Here's how to get in touch with them: hawaii.salvationarmy.org. You can contact them for a variety of specific ways to support them there at the site. You'll see you can give them a call, 808-988-2136. You can look for them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all our contact information for the Salvation Army at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Anything that you want to add that I have not added on the thing yet?
Well, I would like to mention our Pathway of Hope office that we have here on Oahu. It serves right out of Honolulu, but it covers the whole island. They do outreach, and they try to get people wherever they are into a little bit better place. If they're in need of addiction treatment, they get them to into that program. Then they work with them later to get housing, to get a job, help them with how to budget their money better. Whatever it takes to get that person onto a better pathway, our Pathway of Hope is there to help.
We have been talking with Major Jeff Martin, though he lets us call him Jeff. He is a divisional leader for the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division. Took time to come down here and share lots of ways that people can be philanthropic this holiday season and give back to those who are vulnerable and need in the community. Grateful for you guys being there, most importantly for the folks, but on a much smaller level, thank you for letting us try to assist you in these endeavors, and it's really nice to do, so thank you.
And thank you, Dave, for this opportunity. It really is helpful.